third-round pick of the Calgary Flames back in 1995. And dare I say, and I stand by my assertion, the most popular Flame ever to play 15 games for Calgary. Rocky Thompson yesterday named as an assistant coach on Dallas Eakin's staff with the Edmonton Oilers. Rocky, congratulations. How does it feel to be back in the NHL now as a coach?
Oh, it feels great, and I got to tell you, those were 15 memorable games back in the 90s. So
memorable for a lot of people. You don't know how often your name can, and that's what I mean. If we threw out there, how many games did Rocky Thompson play? More than 50, 100? People would have guessed. But you have left an impression on this city. The flowing hair and the things that you did with your fists have never left your hometown.
Oh, well, it was special. That's no doubt about it, and you know, it was an awesome time, and I'm happy and grateful that they remembered me. At least I made an impact, even though it was brief.
Oh, clearly you did. You clearly have made an impact on the Oilers, because you started off with the Oil Kings as an assistant, down in the American Hockey League, now up with the big club. Tell us a little bit about your journey as an assistant coach.
I've been very fortunate to assist some great head coaches. Steve Flo was a coach that I played for right at the end of my career with the St. Louis Blues organization. Then he got the job with the Oil Kings, and I was able to be his assistant for 3 seasons. And then I was fortunate to get promoted my fourth year as a coach to the Oklahoma City Barons, where I've worked under Todd Nelson for the last 4 seasons. And it's been a great journey. There's no doubt about it. I've been a student of the game ever since I played. I always wanted to get into coaching. You can't play forever, that's for sure. And I was so fortunate to learn from these guys, and to basically, they groomed me to be a coach that I am today, and I feel like I'm definitely ready to take that step to the NHL. I think that the position that they have me in, I'm definitely going to help the coaching staff with the Oilers, Dallas Eakins and Keith Acton and Craig Ramsey. So, and at the same breath, I'm going to learn a lot more than I already know right now from those three coaches. So it's a great opportunity.
Rocky, take me back, because something you said interests me. You've long held the belief that you were going to be a coach even as a player?
Absolutely. When I was playing, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to play forever. As you start to get older, you realize that. I decided that I would start take some inventory of the good coaches that I worked under. And I worked under, as a player, I'm talking about Jeff Ward, Brian Sutter. The list could go on and on. John Torchetti, another guy who's coached in the NHL, and these guys kind of served as my mentors, and I always thought that they would tell me, particularly Jeff Ward, Rock, you're going to be a great coach one day if it's something you'd like to pursue. And then I thought, man, what better place than to be in hockey? It's the next best thing to playing would be a coach. The competitive drive is there. And the understanding of the game, which is something that I had, I played both forward and defense my entire career, that I was able to become a teacher, I feel, right now to players coming up and to players that are already in the National Hockey League. I had an excellent opportunity in Oklahoma City to coach 4 great players during the lockout with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Taylor Hall, Jordan Eberle, Justin Schultz. And it's great. You realize that there is something that you can give to even a special player in order to make them better.
Rocky Thompson's our guest on the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline, new assistant coach with the Edmonton Oilers. I hope you appreciate where this question comes from, but is there something about the type of player you were, the role that you played, that makes good coaches? And for that, I mean, today, Tim Hunter's been introduced as a head coach in Moose Jaw. You know, here in Calgary, Troy Crowder's joined the organization in the development side. There's something about tough guys that seems to make a good coach. Do you agree with that?
I do agree, because at the end of the day, I mean, the names you just mentioned, people, like, those aren't the quote-unquote goon or just strictly a specialist. When we played, we were very effective as players. We didn't have the statistics to make it look as such, but we could play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, definitely we understood what it was that was going to help our team benefit from it, and being mean and being aggressive and making the opposition pay the price and being scared to play against us had a positive impact on the team. And we were students of the game. I know I was. I wanted to make myself the best possible player that I could. I consistently tried to make myself better, but I was playing catch up compared to the players who had been working on those hand skills and skating skills that I never really addressed when I was younger. And I was playing catch up my entire career, but the details without the puck and the fundamentals of the game is something that I really strived for, and things that I could do really well. And so when I played, I was able to maximize myself by going out there and being able to be a very effective player without the puck. And I was decent with the puck. I wasn't great with the puck, but I had great hockey sense. I could make passes. I could make plays. I just couldn't beat anybody one-on-one because my feet, they just, no matter how hard I tried, they couldn't catch up.
Rocky, what about coaching? What is it that you bring to the table? Because as we know now, there's so many different components to it. Is there, and I hate to use the word specialty, but do you have a strong suit as a coach?
No, I feel like I have a great handle on all aspects of the game. And over the last 4 years, my responsibility was the pre-scout of the opposition, but that didn't just, it was a pre-scout of everything, their player personnel, what they did 5-on-5, their system work, and their special teams work. And as a result, then I would prepare our meetings and our systems according to what we were going to be facing. And then I would present it to our head coach, Todd Nelson, who was in charge, for example, of the power play as far as the special teams go. And then our penalty kill, who Jerry Fleming, the associate coach down in Oklahoma City, I would prepare all those meetings for him. So I had a great handle on all the things that we were doing. It was an excellent learning experience, and I was given a lot of freedom to be able to use my creativity as far as implementing things that we wanted to do. So it was, and then, of course, with the Oil Kings, I ran the penalty kill and the defense at a junior level for 3 seasons, so I did get that experience as well.
So do you use, are you a believer in video? Or are you a believer in analytics? Do you some of these technology-based things, have you bought into that?
Oh, I believe that it's a tool. I think people who are solely sold on analytics is wrong. But I do think that it's an excellent tool, and if used correctly, it can help. But here's the thing. Analytics just proves what a good hockey mind already knows. So a great scout, for example, can tell why a player does things the way they do. And then if you get an analytics guy, that'll just reaffirm what the scout's already telling you based upon his experiencing and what he is looking for in a hockey player. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And so it's definitely a tool. But if you just follow analytics totally, well, you're missing the boat a little bit. But obviously, it is a tool. There's no doubt that it's proven the statistical things on shot sharing, for an example, that teams who have a 55% shot share in favor of themselves make the playoffs. And teams who don't, they just can't make the playoffs.
Rocky Thompson's our guest down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline, now a new assistant coach on Dallas Eakins' staff up in Edmonton. I do want to ask you, though, have you had the opportunity to become a head coach? Because all of your roles have been the assistant path. Have you thought about, going backwards and becoming a head coach at all?
I do, and I believe I am going to be a head coach one day. That's my ultimate goal. There's no doubt about it. I think that I had an opportunity 3 seasons ago to become a head coach, but it was the best thing, becoming an assistant for Todd Nelson in Oklahoma City, the amount that I've learned. I believe that I could have become a head coach this summer as well. But given the opportunity in Edmonton, it's a no-brainer to continue to learn and to develop as a coach to help the Oilers win. I've been a part of this organization for, I believe it's 10 of the last 12 years as a player in their minor league system and a coach in their junior system and now in the American League system. It's an opportunity for me to learn from 3 amazing coaches at the same time, be able to give my expertise and be another cog in the wheel of success that's going to be the Edmonton Oilers moving forward. But one day, I do believe I'm going to be a head coach, and when that time does come, I will be prepared. I just always think about Vince Lombardi was an assistant for so long, and then once he got the opportunity, trust me, I don't put myself anywhere near this kind of a caliber, but the patience of that man and the fruit he was able to bear later on in his career is something that I hope to even just get an eighth of what he experienced.
We're going to talk to Troy Ward a little while ago, and he was the coach in Abbotsford for the Flames, and you talked about Todd Nelson. I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you, because I've always been impressed with Todd. Can you just tell me a little bit about this guy? Because he seems to be one of those guys that's destined for an NHL job at some point.
Yes, he is. He is going to be a National Hockey League coach. There's no doubt about it. He's an outstanding players coach. And by that, I don't mean that he just lets the reins go. There's definitely accountability on our team in Oklahoma, but he's an excellent X's and O's guy. He understands all those systems implicitly. There's no doubt about it. He's worked at the National League level, but his biggest, strongest suit is the relationships that he forms with our players, his passion for the game, and how much the man cares. He's very competitive. He's only missed the playoffs three times since he was 5 years old, as a player and as a coach. He's won Calder Cup championships playing. He's won them as a coach. Again, in the United Hockey League, he was very successful, winning multiple championships as well. We've just barely missed out of the Calder Cup a number of times in Oklahoma City. The man is very successful because he knows what he's doing. And at the end of the day, the players would jump on a grenade if it meant saving Todd Nelson. So, and that by no means means that he just gives in to every whim, but he cares about these guys, and they care about him.
Tell me about your role in Edmonton. You join a staff with Dallas Eakins, but Craig Ramsey's there and Keith Acton. I mean, you're joining some pretty veteran assistants as well.
No, it's an excellent chance for me to learn from these guys. Absolutely. I'm so excited to be a part of this organization and to be a part of that staff. We haven't sat down as of yet. I know I'm going to be upstairs in the press box. But we haven't, like I said, how Dallas is going to use me or implement me during the games, we're going to sit down and talk about it. But I spent time in camps with Keith Acton and Dallas over the past year, and I can see there's going to be a great working relationship there. And I haven't met Craig Ramsey yet, but that is going to happen very soon. So I'm obviously looking forward to it.
And you mentioned it before, and I just want to touch on it. The fact that you actually have had a lot, I mean, there's some familiarity with this roster, right? Having them in the American Hockey League, that's got to be a bonus for you.
Well, that is a big bonus. The four guys, the superstars that I mentioned to you, but we're talking about Marty Marinson, Oscar Klefbom, Mark Arcobello, Anton Lander. These are all guys that are penciled to play for the Edmonton Oilers and have played big chunks of the last season anyway. And guys that I've been with, some of them, Marco, I've been with for four seasons already in the American Hockey League. So there's relationships that have been formed already. They know the culture that Todd Nelson has implemented down there and that the Oilers are building now. It's going to be a great time. That's half the roster right there. And some of the other guys I used to play against, Andrew Ferentz is one of them, all the way back to junior. So I'm really looking forward to continuing to build, what started down in Oklahoma City. There was success there, and that's going to turn the corner, I believe, up at Edmonton.
Well, Rocky, I know there's a lot of people here in Calgary really excited. We understand and accept the fact that we've lost you to our northern rivals. But before I let you go, we mentioned it, 15 memorable games. What's your biggest memory as a Calgary Flame? What stands out for you?
When I was playing the New Jersey Devils, I came out, I fought Christoph Oliwa in the first period, and it was an okay fight, but I was cut for probably 15 or 16 stitches right between my eyes. And it was one of my first games there, and in the crowd, it was like a sold-out crowd at the Saddle Dome. So I went in between periods, and I just asked to see the fight with our video coach, and Brian Sutter was in there. He's like, "You did really good, Rock." And I'm like, "I can do better. I can do better." I just wanted so badly to impress them, right? And so I went out, and I picked a fight again with Oliwa, and the crowd just started chanting my name, and it was an absolute war, and I ended up dropping them at the end of the fight, and there's a funny-looking picture of me celebrating right afterwards, with half my gear is torn off. But the way the crowd responded to it and then them chanting that name, of course, I grew up watching the Rocky movies,
Sure.
And here I am a Southpaw, and they're just, chanting Rocky, Rocky is something I'll never forget. Actually giving me chills in my back just thinking about it.
I think it is. We've had a lot of people texting in and talking about the fight you just talked about. I think it's one that's very memorable for Flames fans. Look, congratulations on the success. Best of luck here with the Oilers. And I hope the next time we're talking about your head coaching job, wherever that might be.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it,
All right. Rocky Thompson joining us down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline.